Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Masechtes Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Now the next seven Mishnayos are all going to be discussing basically one idea. What happens with work that begins before Shabbos, but it's going to continue on its own throughout Shabbos? Now these halachas were also discussed in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiah ben Gerion. But unlike the 18 gezeiros, they were not voted on. Let's see what the Mishnah is referring to. Beis Shammai Yomer, the Beis Shammai say, Ein Shoyrin, we don't want you to soak di, ink, besamimonim, or different types of herbs that create dyes, v'charshinim, charshinim is a kind of beans that was used for animals. All these things, you can't use them unless you soak them. So there's a shaila of either kneading, which is lush, or some of the shaynim learn dyeing. Either way, it's a malacha, but I just put it in before Shabbos, and it's happening on its own throughout Shabbos. It's like my keli is doing the malacha for me. I'm not doing the malacha. But the Beis Shammai say you still aren't allowed to do it. You can't have your keli doing a malacha for you on Shabbos. So therefore, you cannot soak the ink, the dyes, or the beans, the special animal food called charshinim, el kadesh yishayru mibad yai, unless they become completely soaked mibad yai while it is still day. Ubesil matirin, the basil permittis. The basil say yes. The Torah said your animal can't do malacha for you on Shabbos because your animal has to rest. Your animal is in pain if it keeps working and it doesn't get any rest. But there is no iser on your kalim doing malacha for you on Shabbos.